we want you to be sure that you remember to acknowledge that you are doing well in a time when many things are not well. And we want you to begin to understand that when you can do well and take care of yourself at the same time, then you are growing spiritually. And we sometimes do not make that connection. We have growing spiritually connected to good deeds or wonderful acts or fine thoughts, or and that certainly those are connected. But this too is connected. It is like you have taken this day, which has many, many dark things about it, and in this day you have found light. And the way you feel, as the channel pointed out, is what you want to honor, the way you feel about it. Not how do you change it, but simply the way that you feel about it. We spoke to Channel, and she has told this story before, you may have heard it, that she would be truly growing when she could walk into a pick and save store, it used to be a bargain store, and go directly from there to Neiman Marcus and be no different in either store. When she could be who she was in both stores, then that would mean that she was truly becoming who she was supposed to become. And I think that is partly what we are looking at now. When we can move from one circumstance to the other without changing shape, is this not a concept? Without changing shape, then you know that your power spiritually is growing. Now, what we are going to say here is that that does not mean that you might not be upset, or you might not be elated. You might be either of those. But the thing we want you to learn here is that you are you, whatever you are feeling. You are you, whatever the circumstance that you are encountering. And that ability to remain you, no matter what is happening outside of you, that is what calls heaven, as we say here. You are truly who you are, and you know who you are. You know the source that created you, and you are calling that source to join with you, to walk with you, to strengthen you, to show you the road that is your road. So that ability, so many people believe that how you are spiritually, we always enjoy this one, how you are spiritually evolving is when you no longer respond emotionally to things. And our humor at the level where we are operating is that that is probably true of a rock. But it is certainly not true of a person. It is the ability to remain who you truly are, even while you are feeling all of these things or moving to these different situations. You do not need to be not a human in order to be connected spiritually. It is such an important thing to remember. There's a phrase we hear you use sometimes, and we are, how we say, we are of mixed energies about it. And the saying is, I will take the high road. Now, we do not mind anyone taking the high road to be above the situation, but that is not always the only road you need to take. Sometimes you are in an unfair situation, and you need to rise above that because you do not want to be caught in the battle. And that is a good way to take the high road. But do not think that your emotional body has not had a response to what you just walked through. It has had a response, and what we want you to do is to take care of that response. So the idea is not to be someone in a perpetual state of om, although that is a lovely vibration. It is to be in a perpetual state of you, your knowledge of you, and your connection to the universe that created you. So spiritual growth is genuine. It is not something you have learned to adapt to in a not human way. And be careful if all of your friends are saying, oh, she did not ever get upset about that. She was always above all of that. If you hear too much of that, you want to stop everything and go tend to the things that you have been feeling. Because it could well be that in order to move through something, you needed to rise above it for the moment. But it does not mean that it did not impact you, and it does not mean that you do not want to go to that impact. So when you are thinking about your life and you're thinking about spiritual development, please think of it in this way. Not that you hide from what you feel, but that you look at what you feel and look with understanding and compassion at what you feel, because that will very definitely help whatever those feelings or reactions are to move through you. The idea of getting over something is interesting. It is a two-edged sword. So if you have been insulted by someone, of course there is a time when you want to get over that. You do not want to think about it anymore. But you are going to do that more successfully if you acknowledge the way you felt when you were insulted. And when you sent your own understanding and your own loving kindness into looking at it, extending loving kindness to you, you are going to get over it much more easily. The thing about life is, because woman has been so patriarchalized, is that your problem is that you feel. That is the patriarchal view of it. Your problem is that you feel. And we know it is a problem because it makes a patriarch uncomfortable. We need you to think about the fact that the thing that makes the patriarch uncomfortable might be the very best thing for you. It does not mean that you are dumping on someone else, but it does mean that who you genuinely are is becoming clearer to you, and there is less shame about it, and you are more able to show it in a circumstance that you are in, or even sometimes to a person you love, a very challenging thing, we know. So we want this to be how you grow, that you grow not in denial of yourself, not in changing your shape, not in trying not to feel whatever you might feel, but in the embrace of all of that, knowing that when you embrace that, the universe that created you will come to your aid. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Thank you. Begin to breathe deeply, easily, and know that where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a rain falling around the outside of your body and the energy field there. And let that rain wash away any heaviness or upset that might have happened during the week. Feel it all flow away like standing in an energy shower and watching the unpleasant energy fall away from you. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. Let the cleansing energy wash your root. Wash it clean. Free it from any limitation you may have feared in your life about what you're able to create. Let all of that wash away. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center. And let it wash away shame, judgment of you, of anything you feel, of anyone else. Feel all of that washed out of the second center and see the beautiful waterfall that cleanses anything that comes through your life. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy relieve you of any burdensome emotions that you do not need to carry. Feel them all leave your body and your field. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And feel that cleansing energy in your garden. And watch it wash away any hurt, any old pain, any fear, any patterning that is not helpful at this time. And watch your garden grow. See the beauty and the color, the shapes and the forms, all of the things that make you uniquely you, uniquely creative, strong, abundant. Feel that growing in your heart. Let the cleansing energy come up into your throat. Let that cleansing energy wash away anything that might have caught in your throat, any communication that might have judged you or limited you or turned you in any way against yourself. Feel that washed away. Let the cleansing energy come into your third eye and wash the third eye. And feel the third eye come alive and your intuitive powers come awake, return to you, show you yourself and the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown and wash away anything that might prevent you from opening generously, widely to the power and the beauty of the universe. Feel the golden light pour into your body, adjusting, illuminating, honoring, and feel it flow into your third eye and your throat, into your heart, your solar plexus, your second center, your root. And let that golden light spread through your body, down your spine, filling the trunk, healing you. Feel it take away the burden that you might be shouldering. Let that fall away from you. Let the golden light direct your arms and hands to the things that are for you to carry and to let go of the things that are not. Feel the golden light flow down through your body, through your legs for support, into your feet for wisdom. Let that warm, powerful light that knows you and loves you fill you up. And let that energy extend past your body to make a field that will draw to you as you walk through the week the best in every situation, the knowledge, the patience, the loving kindness that you need. Move your attention into your heart center. See the beauty of your heart and a path that leads you upward. Move easily upward on that path. And find that you are brought to a place of cleansing. And see water everywhere. And choose what way you wish to be with it. To drink the water, to be in the water, to move with the water, or let the water move you. And feel how flexible and fluid and safe. And release anything you do not wish to carry. Let the water take it away. Now come to a gentle shore and put on a white robe to warm you and protect you. And reach into the water and bring up the gift that the universe has provided for you. Rest the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, come back down the path and come into your heart center. Breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.